Hare Krishna, I just wanted to say in introduction that we will be hearing about a pastime, a leela, a play of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world, which is a favorite in the Braj area. In fact, today there was Manjula Mani, is she here with us?
Yes.
She brought something with us which I want to show you. I have to return it, so I will be very careful. It's the Festival of Colors, which is celebrated there for 40 long days. And if you want to see, Manjula Mani has found this in a German newspaper. What is the newspaper called? Panorama. Or with Rama, yes.
Das ist very nice. Mm-hmm. The
what?
The
Nahe Zeitung. Yeah, the newspaper, which is for this whole area. And it says, it shows here people totally joyful, throwing colors on each other. I will just show it to those on the online. Is it working? Yeah? Not really. Good. Now it is. From this I understand it doesn't work, no? It works. Good. Mm. It says, millions of people in India are celebrating the holy festival in spring totally without corona restrictions. those worshippers throw colorful pulver, gula, in the Radha Vallabha temple of Vrindavan. Like it is a tradition since many, many thousands of years. This Indian holy festival is one of the greatest colorful festivals in India. There are so many tourists and so many believers who come together. This marks the beginning of the month of spring, and it celebrates the divine love between Radha and Krishna, and it signifies the victory of the good above the evil. Therefore, in Holi, every year they build a huge Scheiterhaufen. What does this mean? A huge funeral pyre where the evil is burned totally. Hare Krishna. Even a newspaper in our area and region has noticed the festival of Holi. So, because here in Germany, the spring comes a little bit later than in India, we have decided to have a kata which is called Holi, where love shows its true colors. For this festival, there's an English author. I take this from His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj, Bernard Williams, who said, "The day the Lord created hope was probably the same day He created spring." Oh, when the Lord felt hope, He created spring. And Krishna glorifies the spring season in the immortal wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Brihat samatatat samnam gayatri chandasamam masanam magashesho ham ritunam kusumakara. Of the hymns of the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sama, And of the poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Magha Shesha, November, December. And of all the seasons, I am the flower-bearing spring. You can see from the decorations here, everywhere, flowers, flowers, flowers. And of course, butterflies, who can relish it. In a worldly sense, if you look at the spring festival, holy festival, from a purely worldly perspective, and look deep into the psychology of human beings, we all need at times to get out of the norms. When a person is too strict with himself, he develops suppressions and repressions and might land up in a sect. But if a person develops healthily, he will sometimes break out of the norms and out of the box. Therefore, in all civilizations, you have these festivals, Carnival, for instance, where people dress up in Germany, the mask ball, where people hide between masks and do things which they usually don't do in Venice and in Latin America. In Tibetan temples, you find actors often acting out divine dramas, and people just laughing about the actors doing impossible things on the stage. In ancient Rome, you have the Saturnalia, where, imagine this, for one day the slaves became the masters and the masters became the slaves. They reversed their roles because even they understood if the slaves have to always serve, that this is not good. In the Spurta culture of the Vaishnavas, you have Holi, where people come and throw colors on each other. In Krishna consciousness, you have dramas where we laugh about ourselves, and so on and so forth. So in Braj, there is this holy festival, and the way the Brijbasis celebrate it is just amazingly out of the box. They say things in foul language to each other. They dance without rhyme and reason. The women beat the men with lathis. The suppressed woman folk has to get out and take revenge on these macho men, no? And boom, they beat like anything. It's real beating, you know, and so on. Because this is life. You can't go always in one tune. You have to change the tune from time to time. But this was now the worldly perspective, the psychological perspective. Let us change the perspective. The original holy festival between Radha and Krishna is a festival where the divine couple engages in the most amazing pastimes, as we will see in a little while, and where they will call Krishna names, smear Krishna with color in his face that he looks really like Haribol, so on. But all this, please listen very attentively, all this is only for one purpose, to celebrate divine love. Whereas the reflection on earth and in the various cultures is for getting out repressed feelings and putting the human being in the center, in the eternal Vrindavan, this is for celebrating love, this holy festival, and engaging in services to bring the divine couple together. So, during the first day of Vasant Panchami, in all the temples in Vrindavan, the deities are dressed in yellow garments. Like yesterday, we saw Radha Madan Mohan in yellow, because the colors which of the flowers which grow there are all yellow. And in Jaipur, the festival is celebrated by the priests running throughout the whole town, singing songs of ho, ho, hori, ho, ho, hori, and then distributing sweets which have been offered to Radha and Krishna to everyone they meet on the street. It's a festival of communal celebration. Good. Now, one day, this is now in the spiritual world, just on the day where spring arrived, Madhu Mangal comes to Krishna and says, "My dear Krishna, you have become so weak in the association of these cowherd boys. Whereas the gopis have become very strong. And my dear Krishna, I want to say, don't be afraid of the strong gopis. As long as you have Madhu Mangal, your Brahmin advisor, you are indefeatable." And to prove his point that Madhu Mangal is very strong and very unconventionally funny, he starts to dance without rhythm, without rhyme and reason. He dances so hard that finally his Brahmin string falls from his body and rolls in the dust of Vrindavan. And this Krishna and the other Sakas laugh so hard. They say, "Madhu, you are not strong, you are crazy." And when Madhu Mangal hears this, he says, "Offense? Aparad? I'm a learned Brahmana? Huh? And you are offensive towards Brahmanas. A place where a learned man is not honored is not fit for residence of the learned man. I'm going. I'm changing the camp. I go over to the beautiful gopis and I leave you boring Krishna." Krishna laughs even harder. The whole forest of Vrindavan is echoing in laughter. The deers laugh, the cows laugh, the monkeys laugh, the insects laugh. As Krishna sees Madhu Mangal leaving the cowherd boys in a huff and going to where the gopis assemble. So when the gopis see Madhu Mangal, the close friend of Krishna, in this springtime, they think, "This is the opportunity we have waited for long. We want to provoke Krishna. We want to invite him for a war of colors." So they take Madhu, they bind him on a tree, they fix his sika on one, what is it called? Branch of a tree, and they take their sticks and bang them on this floor and shout, "Ho, ho, hori." And Madhu Mangal gets totally shocked. He calls out, "Radhe, Radhe, help me. Help me from these ferocious gopis." So Srimati Radharani makes her entry. with her dainty lotus feet, which are reddish at the bottom. She moves very delicately to Krishna's friend Madhu Mangal, and as she sees Madhu Mangal, she remembers Krishna, her beloved Krishna. Madhu Mangal turns to Radha and says, "I have taken your shelter, Radharani. Please protect me. I'm a Brahmana. I was ill-treated. You are the actual queen of Vrindavan, not Krishna, and I've come to serve you." So Radha tells the gopis, she herself is removing the bondage, you know, the ropes from Krishna. She looks at Madhu Mangal. "Madhu Mangal, where's your Brahmin string? You're supposed to be a Brahmin." "Oh, I am a Brahmin," says Madhu Mangal. "But I learned my lesson. I've come to understand that you are the actual queen of Vrindavan. So I went to Shyam Sundar Krishna and says, 'Hey, Shyam, Radharani is the queen. You are not the king. You are not the ruler. You may be the king, but you are powerless and weak. And I took my Brahmin string and I threw it at the feet of Krishna and said, until you bow down to Radha and put your feet as a sign of defeat, not your feet, your head, as a sign of defeat on Radha's lotus feet, I will never wear a Brahmin string again.'" Hare Krishna. So, in this way, Madhu Mangal looked at Radha and the gopis and said, "I'm now on your side. We should teach this fickle-minded Krishna a very good lesson. It is holy time, and we should defeat him in a war of colors. But first things first, I'm extremely hungry. Without sufficient satisfaction in the belly, there is no good war coming." So, this is Madhu Mangal. He always thinks of food first. Then Radharani arranges that a huge plate is brought before Madhu Mangal, and he's eating to his full satisfaction. But when he is full, he is still not satisfied. He says, "You know, a meal remains incomplete if it is not finished by a good dose of makhan." Makhan is a mixture of butter and sugar. So Radharani asks, "What makhan would you like to have? Freshly churned makhan or old makhan?" Madhu Mangal, "Freshly, of course." "Good. Sudevi." Srimati Radharani called Sudevi. And Sudevi takes the chatter from Madhu Mangal's shoulder and makes a ring, puts it on his head. He's just very worried. Then they put a clay pot on his head. He has to balance it. And Sudevi gets on a chair and starts to churn. "Are they?" says Madhu Mangal. "When is this ready?" "I'm just now churning," says Sudevi. You just wait. Do you hear the sound of churning?" And it goes. And what is inside the pot is not milk. It is various colors, green colors, black colors, red colors, whatever. It's really mixed, and she mixes it really good. Don't move, don't move, sit steady. Manumanga goes like this. And finally, so you wanted fresh butter, and we are just now preparing it. Hear the noise from the churning. Be quiet. Then at one moment, Sudevi, this is the beginning of the holy Leela, takes a stick and just smashes the pot, and Madhu Mangal gets drenched in the most amazing, outrageous colors, which run over his face, over his dress, and so on. And the gopis now jump up. They have prepared for this. They have syringes, and they start to empty the syringes on Madhu Mangal, and Madhu Mangal gets highly, highly worried. He starts to scream, "Brahmahatya, this is the murder of a Brahmana. Krishna, save me. Oh Gopal, you have protected Braj, the cows and the gopas. Oh Gokulendra Tanaya, you are the son of Nanda. Please don't fear the gopis. You are Shridam Priya, Balaram Bhai, Damoda, Trahimang, please quickly come and protect me." So when Krishna hears the helpless calling of his friend, he knows Madhu is in problem. But he does something very unusual. He doesn't respond immediately. He takes his flute out and says, "Flute, play like you have never played before." So the flute, who is a conscious entity, a servant of Krishna, plays like it has never played before. The flute sings Radha's name. Actually, when Krishna blows into the flute, he blows Radhe, Radhe. And this sound enters the flute and comes out with a lot of nectar from his flute and comes directly into Radha's ears, and immediately her whole demeanor changes. Yes, there was a lot of joking with Madhu Mangal, but now Radharani is reminded of her lover, Shri Krishna. And this flute sound acts like a spark in dry grass. Her heart develops an ecstasy which is only possible for Radharani. It's sudipta, the blowing, blazing, loving ecstasy. And she becomes helpless. She leans on Vishakha and says, "Vishakha, how is it that whenever I hear Krishna's flute, it is like the first time in my life? How is it?" And Vishakha says, "It's because you are in fresh love, and your love is always fresh and ever fresher." So in the meantime, Krishna takes his friend Subal to his side and says, Oh, Subal. I think we should go to the gopis and rescue or free Madhu Mangal. Have you heard his painful screams? They are torturing my friend. Subal says, I think they are preparing for a battle of love, these gopis. And it is not wise if you go, because if there is a battle and the king is seized, the battle is over immediately. So let me go as your messenger. You stay in the back, because I can feel the gopis are very strong. Madhu was right. We have eaten so much butter and a little weak. The gopis are very strong at this moment. So let me go and talk on your behalf. So Krishna immediately says, yes, you are my talented messenger, because you know to speak very sweetly. You can understand a message and deliver the message, and you can do it in such a way that the message is not misinterpreted, but the essence is clearly understood. And my message is, you please return Madhu Mangal. He is our man, and he experiences pain in your company. Subal goes, and very soon he meets the gopis, who have all formed into what is called a war formation. They all have sticks and so on. And in the middle is Srimati Radharani. But Subal thinks she is as beautiful as a lightning, but a lightning is much more beautiful when there is a cloud. So I want to bring the Krishna cloud to Radharani, who is like a fresh lightning, and together they will be extremely beautiful. They will be extremely relishable. And in this way, Subal Sakha is showing the devotees what is the goal in Vrindavan. Do you know, in Vrindavan, nobody wants to enjoy on their own. They all want that Radha and Krishna are enjoying. And when the devotees in Vrindavan, the Parishad, see Radha and Krishna's loving union, then they are satisfied. Radharani sees Subal, who looks very beautiful. He has a turban. I think he has a green turban. His color, his bodily color is like molten gold. And she sees Subal coming and says to herself, "Oh, my mind, why do you always give me distress when you feel separated from Krishna? This Subal, this beloved friend of Krishna, reminds me also of Krishna, but this makes me distressed because he's not here at the moment." So all her sakis are standing there with syringes. They have little bells, and in the bells they have little pouches with various type of colors. And then they have a card with bombs. These are colored powder, gulal, covered with a little leg. So when you throw it, the leg will break and the color will be on the opponent to whom you have thrown. They have all these amazing instruments of the love war, and you have to know each color signifies something. The red signifies one thing, the color green something else. And according to how they throw the color, they are messaging each other messages of love. That is behind this. So, yes. Let him speak first, says Radharani. So Subal Sakha enters the camp of the beautiful gopis. And he says, we heard the painful cries of Madhu Mangal, and I came from Krishna with the message, O gopis, let Madhu Mangal free. At this moment, Madhu Mangal, who's totally full of colors, no one can recognize him, says, I like it very much. I find Krishna's side extremely boring. This is colorful. A little inconvenience. I don't want to go to Krishna. I want to stay with Radha. So Subal is saying, my friend, my little, my Brahmin friend, most probably you have given him a lot of sweets. That's why he doesn't talk very straight. He's intoxicated by too many sweets. I know him. He has cried and we have heard it. He should come with us. Radharani just smiles. What they want is that Krishna comes to them. So what Radharani does is she wings to one of the beautiful gopis, and from this behind Tungavitya comes. She has this black sticky kajal. And she comes from behind, and Subal is all golden, and she smears this one half side of Subal totally black. Subal says, is this how you deal with messengers? Messengers should never be attacked. They should be listened to and respected. And then even if they should come from a messenger, from an enemy, they should be left in peace and a message should be given to them. You are very uncivilized, you gopis. And Subal is totally shocked. He takes Madhu and he says, Madhu, let's go. These people, we can't talk to them. They are too much. And they turn around and leave to Krishna's camp. And now Subal says, look how I look. He looks really like a ghost. And look how your Brahmin friend Madhu looks. And Madhu, I can't describe, you know, there's a black thing here, green thing here, red thing here. He looks, Padma, how does Madhu look? Like a clown, maybe? Mm-mm. Or, you know, he looks too much. Subal Sakha says to Krishna, these gopis have become very arrogant. They think they are the owners of the forest of Vrindavan. When I was in their camp, one gopi said to the other, we own the land of Vrindavan and we allow Krishna to graze his cows on our land. But Krishna is very uncivilized. Therefore, we are challenging him for a battle of colors. So Krishna hears all this and he smiles, knowing that the holy festival is about to come. So I want to go a little bit more on, but we will sing now a little, making a little pause so that you can understand a little, let this Leela work a little bit in you. And I also need to prepare the next thing because it gets really complex.
Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Amen.
When I was a young man, I visited the sacred land of the land of Manipur once. I believe, Jai Gopal, you were with us. Was Radha Kripa also with us at that time? Not. And we came during the holy spring season. It was celebrated there. There was one unforgettable memory which I still carry with me to this day. We had gone to the Govinda Mandir. There's a huge open lawn, as big as a football field maybe, before the temple. And the people celebrated Holi in such a graceful way. There were about, I would say, 200, 300, maybe 400 beautifully dressed or ladies who were dressed up as gopis, and they sang these long and very sweet drawn out songs like you have sung just now. Very long. It was taking a long time. And they had all sticks with them. They were dressed in these pink-colored dresses. And I was captured. The others wanted to go somewhere else in the group, but I wanted to just stay because I felt this was a little reflection, a little glimmer of what we have in the spiritual world. I also remember a time where I saw another glimmer of the holy festival. It was in Vrindavan when I came and I saw these huge drums. Have you seen these drums? They look like a cooking pot in Indradyumna Maharaj's festival tour. Really huge drums. They're called beris. It takes 8 people to drum on them. You know, they are on 8 different sides of the, and they drum and they make this exciting drum sound, which is really exciting in a way, and which makes a holy sound. We will just hear a little of what an exciting. Yes. Thank you. And this times 8. And then you have the very sound. So when the two messengers which had come from the camp of the gopis came back to Krishna's camp, Krishna decided this is too much. They have dishonored me entirely by smearing my messengers. I sent 2 of my very qualified messengers. Madhu is a little independent, but Subal is very, very, very dear to my heart. And when he decided this is enough, his heart said, I will soon meet Radharani. You must always understand that something is spoken, but something else is meant. And you will soon understand this when we come to the last stretch. Krishna said, let's prepare our attack. So immediately when the gopas heard this, they started to... Yes, this is a Goloka Dham microphone. Here, I found it. They immediately, when they heard Krishna ordering, let's prepare our attack, they immediately played flutes and were bringing the big war drum. The drumming got so loud that it was clear to everyone, this is a challenge now. And the holy festival will start. Now, when Lalita heard this, that they were getting ready, she became so excited. She said, "Hey, Radhe, why are you getting bewildered right now? This is a moment when you should be absolutely strong and alert. All your energy should be focused. Don't faint. Look at all those suckers over there. They are singing, ho, ho.
Oh.
How much pride is in their heart? I can't really tolerate it. They think they can win this war, but don't worry. By the strength of your lotus feet, we will crush all of them. We will make the son of Nanda..." Who is the son of Nanda? I know everything already. "We will make the son of Nanda fall at your lotus feet. So don't faint at this moment. Let's use all the energies to enter their troops. We will go right into the center of their army. And today Radha will conquer Krishna." Krishna just needs to hear the sound of your... of the tinkling of your ankle bell, and he will be without any strength. So when Radha hears these words, she gives the order, "Prepare the pots and the colors. Today we will drive Krishna and the suckers out of Vrindavan." And they then get ready to march towards Krishna. Millions of beautiful gopis, all carrying plates of powder, all carrying syringes on their back. Some of them can't wait and use the color to throw at each other. "Hey, I'm not the enemy. We are on the same side." They are so absolutely ecstatic. And Srimati Radharani, like a war queen in the midst of it, she whirls a blue lotus flower. With this, she indicates to her sakis, "Just like this blue lotus flower is in my hand and under my control, Krishna is similarly under my control. Don't worry at all." And as she walks, lotus flowers tsk, 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 appear in her footprints. Yes, this is the land of Vrindavan. When Radha walks, she leaves something in the dust of Vrindavan, and lotus flowers spring out. And when Radha comes close to Krishna, she starts to sing. She sings so beautiful. Like a female cuckoo, Sudevi joins the singing. Vrinda Devi plays the midanga and moves to the rhythm. And when Krishna sees these beautiful gopis dancing and smiling and being totally in joy, approaching, he becomes dizzy. For a moment, his heroic mood, it's called Veera Ras, gets covered with the Shringara Ras. And Madhumanga says, hey, don't get weak knees. Stand firm. These gopis are coming with an intent to drive us out of Vrindavan. But Krishna only smiles and says, "This is my Radha. She's an ocean of good qualities, and I still do not know if she is a Rasayana or a Kalpa Briksha." Rasayana means a tonic. When you drink it, a dead man can come back to life. And a kalpa vriksha is, of course, a wish-fulfilling tree. So Krishna says, is she medicine to my life? Or is she the fulfiller of all my desires? I do not know if what of the two is. But one thing I know, I am called Jagan Mohan, the one who bewilders the whole universe with his attractiveness. But Radharani is Jagan Mohan Mohini. She bewilders even me, who is the bewilderer of the universe. As Krishna speaks so lovingly about Radha, who marches towards him, Krishna seems to for a moment lose his balance, and at that precise moment, a black tamal tree grows very fast and becomes the support of Krishna. This is the land of Vrindavan. It's a wish-fulfilling land. The gopis, seeing that Krishna loses his composure, become super excited and they start to throw colors in the sky. I wanted to show you this, but we would never recognize the temple room after this if we would start seriously throwing colors. I can just imagine Syamananda throwing colors and losing his Swiss composure and becoming like a little child. It would be something that the temple room would be for 10,000 centuries colored. So we have, they approach each other, both sides are totally full of Ananda. Krishna walks like a proud, intoxicated elephant towards Radha. How does a proud elephant walk? Have you ever seen a proud, intoxicated elephant? Well, he will swagger. That is, he will move like this. When you are up on an intoxicated elephant, it's like being on a ship. And he moves very, very slow towards Krishna. And when he comes close, he smiles and he hastily takes kumkum powder, which is yellow, and sprinkles a little red over it, and he begins to prepare for the attack. At this moment, Radharani takes a flower ball, ball which is made out of compressed flowers, dips it into sandalwood, and just takes the first throw. She throws this flower bomb at Krishna's chest, who is totally intoxicated because his beloved has thrown this flower ball at the color, because it's wet chandan, goes all over his face, and all over his beautiful bluish body, the yellowish tears run down. It's absolutely ecstatic. And because Srimati Radharani had this flower ball in her hand, you must know that the flower ball is very special. It smells and has the fragrance of Srimati Radharani's very soft lotus hand. And Krishna smells this and is totally taken. Then his effulgence doubles. Krishna is very effulgent. Just to meditate on his, the nails of his lotus feet destroys all the darkness of the heart. If you have misery in your heart or negative thoughts, because of Kali Yuga. Think of Krishna's lotus feet, and more particular, the light which comes from his nails, and that will destroy the inner darkness. So he is so effulgent, and he takes his hand. I told you already what is in the hands. Kumkum and reddish color. And he goes, he rushes towards Radha and smears her beautiful face with this mixture, mostly red mixture. And Radharani pretends that it gets into her eyes. And she shrinks back. At this moment, all of Vrindavan falls silent. Krishna has made a foul. He has smeared color in Radha's face. So Krishna, who only wants Radha's happiness, says, "Hey Priya, just like a fish cannot live without water, I cannot live without you." So Radha just goes like this, with an angry face. "Please note that this is the month of Falgun, or Holi, that made me do this. Please take all your anger out of your heart," and Radha goes, "and bestow kindness upon me." But Radha gets more angry. She waves her index finger at Krishna and says, "Now I understand everything. I will give you your answer straight away." And she takes the lotus in her hand and puts it into Krishna's face. Now here is important that we stop for a moment. In Braj, this is called a gulcha. When someone in Vrindavan loves you very much, he will give you a little slap on the face. I remember we had once a very nice Brijbasi. His name was Madan Mohan Brijbasi. Who remembers Madan Mohan Brijbasi? Oh, he was singing so sweetly about Radha Krishna's pastimes when we had this beautiful place of Bhagavati in Vrindavan. He was the musical man. He was singing and playing. And there was Sri Radhika from Dubai, who always told him that he had to stop at a certain time so that the drama could go on. You know, he was just not keeping the times, you know, just getting lost in Krishna's glorification. And once I remember, Madan Mohan got Brijbasi. He was a wonderful devotee. He got so temperamental that he gave a gulcha to Sri Radhika. And Sri Radhika cried. And she said, "Now my life is fortunate. Now the Brijbasis have accepted me as one of their own." You know, I don't know. In North Germany, we also have this. When we like someone, we go like, like this. It's an expression of affection which is maybe difficult to understand for insecure Westerners who always think nobody likes them. And when there is something like a gulcha, they need psychotherapy for 1 year. So then Vrinda steps in and says, "Stop, everything stops. I'm the referee in this holy game of love. And judging everything very fairly, I must say that Syam Sunda went too far." He smeared red and yellow kumkum in our queen's eye. This is not fair. Now Sri Radha can do with him what she wants to get even. So when Radha hears this, again you must know, what could this mean, to get even? It doesn't mean like Rinaldo against Messi. You know, it means something else. Must mean, it's the spiritual world. So Krishna had no choice. He was standing there and he was agreeing. So Radharani looks at Sudevi. It's again Sudevi. She just looks, and Sudevi brings a little lota. It's filled with a black substance called kajal. So Srimati Radharani decides to put black kajal, like a lady, around Shyamasundara's eyes. But she needs to... It's not so easy because she trembles in ecstasy at the prospect of touching Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental body, who's full of bliss. So she puts her hand, left hand, on his shoulder and pulls her beloved Syam very close. And then she takes with her right hand from this lota of Sudevi and wants to put a rim around Krishna's eyes, but because he's so in ecstasy, her finger just trembles and she smudges the whole face. First, Krishna looks like Jagannath, but then he looks like zigzag Jagannath. And so on. But Krishna, for him, this is the overriding, boundless joy. And in this way, Krishna becomes extremely blissful. And when the Sakis see this, they are all stunned. They can't move in ecstasy because the Sakis feel the same pleasure as Radharani in being together with Krishna. Finally, you know, they have all their instruments there, but the instruments who are conscious, you know, Sri Madanga, Sri Veena, Sri Esaraj, the Sri Fluji, they all begin to play on their own because some music needs to be there. And they make a beautiful a concert with Veena, Tambura, Sita, and then the Karatals somehow got up and bang each other, and a beautiful song, a song of love, is sung in a Samaj style. And as the music is there, the Sakas are still stunned because their hero is punished for a foul. The Sakis begin to dance. First their feet begin to dance, then their waists begin to dance, then their shoulders begin to dance, then their heads begin to dance, then their eyebrows begin to dance, and the eyes begin to dance. Everything dances with the gopis. The hair is waving, the arm ornaments, the bangles twist. The dancing gets so enthusiastic that all forms of proper and improper action is removed and merged into a singular ocean of bliss. Then they start to throw flowers on the Sakas. Gulal, this is the colored powder, and so on. And they hum. They don't sing. They hum like this. And then... They're so ecstatic, the words cannot come, but only the tones come that sounded terrible. I'm very sorry. But the tones of the sakis come in ascending order. And in, they fall in descending order. And then Radha and Krishna begin to pair off and dance. And as they dance, they make all kinds, Radha makes all kinds of gestures, sometimes as if carrying a butter pot, meaning, be careful, I might throw some butter on you, and your dress might become buttery. And Krishna playing the flute, be careful of my flute, it is very dynamic. And then they make this gesture that is like pulling a bucket from a well. You might have seen the these gestures. They all are expressing the simple and blissful village life of Vrindavan, the pure life. And then all of a sudden, the sakas gain their composure. They run away and come back dressed as ghosts and hobgoblins, and they dance without rhyme or reason. It gets really wild, but the sakis begin to take their sticks and bang the sticks in rhythm on the floor. Gets faster and faster and faster, and the gopis look very intently on the sakas, and the sakas get the idea. Then they raise their sticks and attack Krishna and his cowherd boys. These sticks are made of flowers, by the way. and it gets so intolerably strong, because the sakis get into their bhava, that finally Krishna and the sakas are forced to run away from the battlefield. And all of Vrindavan explodes. The birds announce, Radharani ki jai. Vishakha goes through Vrindavan and says, Radha has won, Krishna is defeated, he has to leave Vrindavan. They all shout, Nikunjeshwari Shrimati Radharani ki jai, Brishabhanu Nandini Shri Radhe ki jai. And everyone goes, Maharani ki jai, Hemangi ki jai, Karunamayi ki jai. But Radha covers her ears and cries. She doesn't want to be victorious over Krishna. She doesn't want that her beloved is ashamed. Krishna, however, becomes so, it's all mock. Mock means not real. He takes his friends and he says, my dear friends, there is a custom. When a king is defeated, he has to go into the forest and perform tapasya. I will do this now. You all should leave me. I will be alone in the forest. And what happens then is so beautiful that we have to talk about it at another day. Because it is Krishna becomes actually a yogi and does something which is only Krishna could imagine to do this. But for now, I would like to say this is the holy Leela. It is celebrated with great abundance in Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan. It is a great opportunity. I was once flying from Calcutta to Delhi in holy time, and when the flight was over, all of a sudden I see a flight attendant, a stewardess, sneaking up to a steward, and the steward starts to run, and she runs after him and just smears his face totally with color and laugh. And then they pull the pilot out of the pilot cabin where he smear him also. But when they came to me, I said, "Very good clothes, new dhoti, have new dhoti." Because I understand there is a difference between the holy festival in that world. It is all done for Krishna's pleasure, and there is, and the festival in this world where people live out their whatever. But it's very colorful, and we have a very dear devotee in Vrindavan who's very close to us. He's a Brij Basi. During these 40 days of holy, you can't talk to him. He becomes someone else, you know. He dances all day. He laughs all day. He will say that Radha and Krishna come to this earth at this month of Falgun, and they perform and play holy with the Brij Basis. And he has many proofs for this. And I asked him, but when the ladies start to use their sticks and, you know, and beat you, yes, he said, I once broke my hand, but no problem, because I put my hand afterwards in the dust where this happened, and because we know that Radha and Krishna are still there, are participating in the dance of holy, the dance of love, the dust heals my broken bones. My grandfather told me so, that whenever something happens in holy, you just take the dust of where it happened, and by Radha and Krishna's potency, everything will be healed. I think we can open a new hospital with the dust. Good. So we will end this now. I will just see. Deities? Yeah. Deities are ready to give their final darshan. So please let us do like yesterday. Let us turn in the direction of the altar. And just we will sing for 15 minutes or so.